11-18.
Extend contract with Marie Smith and Associates, Inc. for the Fulton Pump Station Replacement Project in the amount of $885,701.
Thank you. Mike Sturr and Dave Peters and Darren Kipper are here today to give us an update on the Hannah Mason Pump Station. And just an interesting historical note, we're talking, of course, about the replacement of the Fulton Pump in Willamette Park. This new facility will be named after Hannah Mason, a philanthropist, landowner, and the widow of an early Portland mayor, William S. Mason. At the time of her passing in 1908, she owned a majority of the land on which Willamette Park today sits. Her husband, William S. Mason, probably also known as Bill, interestingly, served as the 28th and 31st mayor. So he took a little break, recharged his batteries, and came back. And also interesting, during his tenure, the council grew from 9 members to 16 members. So he was a believer in big government. this particular project has been a collaboration between the Water Bureau and Portland Parks and Recreation, and we've had a very active 9-member citizen project advisory committee that has advised us along the way, and I'll turn it over to Mike Sturr to give us an update on this matter. Mike?
Good morning. My name's Mike Sturr. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. Today I'm joined by Dave Peters on my right. He's the principal engineer in charge of the design section and has been deeply involved in the $500 million worth of work we've put in the last 10 years. On my left is Darren Kipper. He's in charge of construction management and has been in charge of building it. What we're going to do this morning is give you a briefing on this contract amendment and why it's important to all of us. And at the end, Darren's going to go through and show you a little few pictures about the project that's currently underway. Hannah Mason Pump Station, which replaces the old Fulton Pump Station. Fulton Pump Station was built in 1912. It's about the same age as the pool parts that the Parks Bureau is replacing. It's 103 years old. It's given very good service over those 103 years. 1912 was 6 years after the San Francisco earthquake. There are no seismic capabilities in the existing Fulton Pump Station. Currently, the pump station provides water to 16,000 services. That's 47,000 Portland residents and another 62,000 people that are served by wholesalers that this pump station also pumps to. When we get finished with this building, it will be seismically resilient, flood resilient, and capable of withstanding winter storms. In the 2007 master plan for the Bureau, this project was our number one project to get done.
You got the next one.
Okay. One of the challenges here is the Hannah Mason Pump Station is several blocks away from the real Fulton Pump Station. If you take a look at the drawings, you can see that this old pump station is closely surrounded by condos and houses. So when we were looking at the challenges of replacing this, we had the choice between driving our neighbors nuts for 18 months or finding another solution. And we worked with Parks Department to put it in Willamette Park. That allowed us to do something else. If we had done the construction on site at the Fulton Pump Station, we would have had to build a temporary pump station to continue to push water up the hill while we shut this thing off. So right now, this has served our purposes very well, and I hope we've also improved the park a bit in our efforts. Our design is a 42-month effort, and Dave Peters is going to chat about that with you and describe some of our public involvement and committees and so on.
Great, Dave. Welcome.
Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, my name is David Peters, and as Mike pointed out, I was responsible for the design of this facility. And I'd like to run through just some of the project features, both of the pump station and the park, and also some of the public involvement. The new Hannah Mason Pump Station, which will be in Willamette Park, and this is a picture or a rendering of what that may look like, is going to be capable of pumping 12 million gallons a day of water up to the top of the West Hills to serve those customers in Southwest Portland. To do this, we'll have to install new mains between this site and the existing site to transfer the water and get it back into the existing system. By moving it to the park, we've been able to build a system that will be easier to operate and less costly to operate because we have the ability to connect into two different supplies in our system. And one of them has a higher head, which means less pumping to get it up to the top of the hills. This building is going to meet the new seismic standards as well as being flood resilient. It also has an environmentally sensitive design. When we worked with the Design Commission, we minimized the glazing, the windows on the facility. The windows that are there are bird-friendly, and there's also eco-roofs that are part of this facility. As part of our construction in the park, we've also worked with parks to develop some improvements that encompass the park. For example, the site that we're on is the existing location of the restrooms in Willamette Park. So as part of that, we'll be replacing those restrooms and integrating that into our pump station facility, along with a small water bureau storage facility. To get the footprint of our property, we are committed to doing some trail improvements. Over a half miles of trails will be improved to meet ADA requirements. And as part of the land use process, there are some non-conforming uses in the park with the landscaping and bike parking, and we'll be improving those facilities also. To develop that pump station design and, you know, the park improvements, we've had an extensive public involvement process. It started back in 2008 when we developed our outreach plan. In 2009, we developed the 9-member public advisory committee that Commissioner Fish mentioned. And they worked with us on a monthly basis for a period of time to develop the design that was approved for construction. And that was revealed in 2011. In the meantime, there's been numerous meetings with stakeholders in the area. OPB is a next-door neighbor to this particular site. We've worked with them closely to understand their concerns. We've worked with businesses in the area to minimize the impacts to their businesses while we're under construction. So there's been a lot of work that's gone on over the last 6 years. So this particular amendment is an amendment to the design contract, so the professional technical expert contract with Murray Smith and Associates. This is amendment number 10, and the proposed amendment total is $885,000, and that's broken down into three pieces. The first piece is the public involvement consultant. We had a reduction in staff with our public involvement section, and so we needed to add additional services under this contract to continue the public involvement that we've been successful with on this project. There's a small piece on the design services, $150,000, that is due to some of the design challenges we faced, especially with the electrical systems in the site and the schedule increase that Mr. Storr mentioned, going from 24 months to 42 months. And then the rest of the change is the construction phase services. And at this point, Darren Kipper will talk about those services and the progress on construction.
Okay, thank you, David. So now we've moved into the afternoon. So good afternoon. I'm Darren Kipper, the principal engineer in charge of construction management. Thank you for your time this morning. I wanted to mention that in all projects, as we noted here on the slide, we continue to have the engineer of record provide services throughout the lifetime of the project from beginning to end. And in this particular project, there's no difference. The scope of this project has changed as we've gone through the various negotiations with parks and communications with the public and development of the project over time. The original scope was prepared with the expectation for these services, but without the real understanding of what the final scope of that work would be. And so, as I mentioned, it was contemplated early on in the request for proposal phases. And then now, once we made it to the bid process and we had a contractor on board, we fully understood the scope of what the work was going to be and then contemplated what that scope would entail with our consultant team and also with the adjunct services of the construction management group.
This is something that's typical for us to do on all of our construction projects. We can't know the exact extent of the AE's services during construction until we actually get 100% design and submit it to BDS to go through the building permit process. At that point, we find out all the list of special inspections and so on that we have to do. So that, so that on all of our constructions that involve vertical facilities, we will have a change order that adjusts the length of services. That number also is a top number. We only use what we need to use out of that 500 and whatever amount it was.
593,448 to get the details. So with that said, and in light of the amount of time we have here today, I'm going to walk through, if you would, the slides of some of our construction here real quickly. So on this first slide, on our construction update, you can see we've completed the aggregate pier foundation. Site utilities have been installed. The foundation has started, and we anticipate celebrating in the latter fall of 2016 the completion of the project. First picture here is the improvement of the foundation with the rock columns being placed. That's a process of drilling down through 15 to 18 feet of material and vibrating in rock columns. It presents a challenge, as you see in the next slide, when you encounter some of these materials down below where you can't see, and there's quite a bit of muck, I guess I would describe it as, in a layman's way to discover, and we've had to make some improvements to that soil to bring it up to the strength that we need.
As a geotechnical engineer, this makes my heart beat faster.
We know that about you.
So in the next slide, you can see now the ground's been fully improved, and this was accommodated through the installation of about 370 of these rock piers. And now we're prepared to, as you can see in the next slide, move into the excavation of the top of those piers and prepare for the foundation underneath the pump station. Moving on up vertically, as Mike mentioned, we're looking at the forming of the pump station and this arced component there that you see in the formwork is part of the restroom facilities that the parks will have control of on the east side of the pump station, four restrooms in a very nice storage area. This is not an ATM, this picture.
Nor is it Commissioner Fish's smoker.
This is actually an architectural mock-up of what the exterior is going to look like on a large part of the pump station. It's to resemble a vertical basalt face, and we've gone through some extensive mix preparation to incorporate pigment to create that image of a dark basalt material. Again, here's part of the construction of one of the pipes that's going to be at the bottom of the pump station. This is not Home Depot, obviously. This pipe diameter is about 30 inches in diameter with 3-inch flanges, and it's about an inch thick in this particular segment. So it's being fabricated in one of our subcontractors' fabrication shops. Now you can see one of those pieces of pipe, as I just mentioned in the last slide, is now at the bottom. It's been placed and coated, and it's at the bottom of the pump station. And we're starting with the formwork to climb out of the hole and move on up vertically into the remaining of part of the pump station. Parks has been very accommodating in terms of our location for our contractor to work, and we are still accommodating users of the park, bicycles, walkers, various sightseers, and boats for the launch. And on this particular day, you can see they're into an extensive concrete pour at part of the foundation work with several extended arm pump concrete pump trucks. And lastly, but not least, we're continuing, as I mentioned, to climb out of the ground. If you get an opportunity to be in Willamette Park, you'll be able to see that it's progressed beyond what you see here, and we continue on with the construction in earnest to our deadline for the project.
That concludes our presentation. If you have questions.
No, thank you very much. Does anybody want to testify on this item? Not, it moves to second reading. Thank you very much. Please read item